This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Tommy Dreamer, and Mickey James talk to AEW owner and president Tony Khan just hours before the big matchup between Mark Briscoe and Jay Lethal tonight. Also, someone who's going to be doing the ring announcing for that match, our very good friend Bobby Cruz, will join us as well right here on the Busted Open Podcast. Very happy to have our next guest take the time out to be with us this morning. We talked a little bit earlier, and obviously we're going to talk more about it now, and obviously when Tony Khan joins us at 11:30, but the world of pro wrestling mourned the loss of Jay Briscoe last week. Guys, we did our entire show on Wednesday on Jay Briscoe, the man, and the battle that his family is still having right now, his daughters are still having. But tonight we're going to get the opportunity to see his brother on AEW television, Mark Briscoe, go up against Jay Lethal, who obviously had a long relationship with Jay Briscoe in and outside the ring. And somebody who's going to be ring announcing for that match tonight on Dynamite joins us right now, friend of the show, Bobby Cruz. Bobby, thanks again so much for taking the time out to be with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. How you doing?
And Bobby, you and I have had some emotional moments on this show. Obviously, when Shannon passed, you know, you were good enough to come on with us. And then this week, I know it's been a very emotional week for you. And I guess the first question I have to ask you is, what's going to be going through your mind and your heart tonight when you have that microphone in your hand?
I don't know. A ton of emotion, obviously. I just hope I want to do right by everybody and just get through the ring intros and then get out of there and let Jay and Mark do their thing. But that's what it's all about. It's not about my ring intros. I'm so appreciative that Tony and AEW have me coming in to do this. But I don't want to take away from the moment or take away anything. I just want to kind of do my thing and clear the way.
It's going to be hard. Sadly, I've been a part of way too many of these, but think of, like, in my head, I always say what that person would want. And it kind of always got me through it. I gotta tell you, when I saw your tweet, I cried because of me knowing Jay as well. When he would call you Bob. And yeah. I literally, when I read your tweet, I heard his voice. And then I saw the tribute that Dalton Castle and Matt Taven just did. And, you know, it was just, those are the things and the stories that, you know, when I always say you have to pass and think of the happier times during these really, really horrible times to try to, you know, help you heal in just a little bit, because he was just such an amazing person. I'm not even talking about the performer. I'm just talking about the person. But, because I think I saw him do that to you as well. And like, I also just think about how people, like Mickey has a special greeting, how she always greets me. And it resonated very, very well of how, what he had said with you. So again, also, I mean, I'm sorry that you and I and all the wrestling universe, we lost our friends, but at least you were blessed to have them in your life for as long as we all did.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the thing I'm going to keep in my mind when I get ready to intro this thing tonight on Dynamite is what he would say to me. And what I posted last week, what he always say to me before a big match or big pay-per-view is, Bob, don't F it up, you know? So I'm going to try and keep that back in my mind.
You know, this past week, you know, as Tommy said, has been an emotional one. And when myself, Tommy, and Mickey were doing this show last week, you know, obviously we didn't talk about accomplishments and championships and matches and all the, you know, we were just talking about, you know, the man, Jay Briscoe, and what his family was going through. And, you know, the nation was calling in the same way. Now, is this kind of like what we're going to see tonight with Mark being in the ring? Is this almost like, you know, part of the healing process in a way, Bobby, like, cause this is the first time really when we're going to be talking about Jay Briscoe, where it relates to wrestling. So is this like our first step in the healing process with Jay Briscoe?
I think so. And I think a lot of that is going to be up to Mark. I think Mark will dictate how this goes, and he should. And so should the whole family. You know, it's been a week, and so much has happened in the past week. You know, we had the devastating and tragic news that we all found out. And then you're just trying to process all of that. And then you find out about his daughters. And now here we are a week later, and things are really on the upswing for his daughters. So there's some positivity there. So it's, you know, we all know as we get older, life is fast and things change quickly. And, you know, I don't know what to expect tonight. I don't even know what to expect when I see Mark at the arena when I get there today, except a big hug. And how long will it last? You know, maybe minutes, who knows? But it's going to be I just want to take it all in and just kind of be there for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all you can do. I mean, it's, I'm sorry, Mickey. I mean, it's human nature. We did a 10 bell salute at Impact this past weekend. And there, I mean, we have a lot of, you know, he's been in the business for so long. And I mean, our very own Bully Ray, I had forgotten they were six man tag team champions. Mm-hmm. And Bully, of course, was very, very shook. But there was people that are bawling, crying. And, you know, a lot of embracing, a lot of hugging. And then we all, as we do, we had to go to work. And it was just like kind of what we all kind of go through, especially just in wrestling. It's different. It's weird. Like I said, I've been to way too many of them, and everyone mourns and grieves in their own process. But it's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard. It's going to be an emotional television. But for people behind the scenes, I mean, you just go up and you know Mark, like he's probably like a son to you. And you just, like you did, you embrace him, you cry, you lose your shit. And he'll probably say something that'll make you, you know, laugh like his brother would, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a rough day and an emotional filled day for you and for everyone backstage. It's shit's hard, man.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's who I'm feeling for too, is Mark. Like, I just can't imagine, even in this moment, a week later, you know, it's just so much. But what is really amazing is like to see the outpour of love. Like, we don't really sometimes see like the impact we have on people and how much we've meant to people, but to see the outpouring of love for Jay, and then like the GoFundMe for his daughters, and then the special t-shirt that they're doing, and like, just the amount of like love I've seen, you know, both online and just in locker rooms, like, and all that has just been incredible. So, yeah, it's going to be a heavy night, but I know Jay's there in spirit, and hopefully, you know, Mark's a pro, you know, and Jay's a pro. So it'll be an amazing match, but it's hard. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could do that match right now.
Well, you would, like Tommy mentioned, you just turn it, you know, you're professionals, you know, you just have to say it's go time. It's time to do the job and do the job. And, you know, like Tommy said, you can lose your shit before, then go do the job, and then you can lose your shit after again if you want. But, you know, once we're out there, we have a job to do. And that's what, you know, Jamin would have wanted. That's what Mark and Jay Lethal will want. That's what everyone will want that's watching, is, you know, everyone to give their best.
And Mickey, yeah, you did do it right after you did lose your brother, and nobody knew about it. I did, but
I know
you went and wrestled at WrestleCade how many days later?
But I didn't tell anybody because
I know
I would, if I had to have one person aside from you, because you knew, come up to me and say, I'm so sorry, I would have buckled. Like, I wouldn't have made it through, you know. I just, it was almost like the escape of like, I'm just, and that's why I waited until I was away and back home before I even mentioned it, because it's hard. It's so hard, you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
And I do feel like it is a step in the right direction for the healing process. Cause we talked about, you know, Mark's birthday last week and how he'll probably never be able to look at his birthday the same way again. Today would have been Jay Briscoe's 39th birthday. And, you know, and I love that Tony Khan is doing this. Where we can have this celebration of Jay Briscoe's life tonight, so that when you look back on this day, there is going to be at least a memory of something that Jay dedicated his life to, and that is pro wrestling. And, I'm just glad, Bobby, that Tony Khan did this tonight. And I know it was probably a little bit of an uphill battle with certain things, but the fact that we're going to get this tonight is definitely a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. I am so pleasantly surprised. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised, because in the 9 months that I've worked for TK and just even seeing some things from afar, he just pulls things off. And, to get this on the air tonight is a great, great thing. Obviously, you've seen the fan response. I think this, me just tweeting, not even tagging AEW or Ring of Honor or anything, that I got the call to announce this tonight, got the most likes I've ever gotten on a tweet in my life. And of course, what they did last week, Tony acted so quickly last week that he got it put together so quick, I couldn't even get there in time to announce what they did after TV last Wednesday, what they taped for Honor Club that'll be coming up. So, total credit to TK and his team doing things the right way.
Yep. I mean, Mark has been trending every day since this is happening, all, like Mickey said, in a positive way, in a loving way. And mm-hmm. when they made the announcement, it, like, everyone, I saw a universal celebration, which was super duper cool, for AEW, but just also for like, I always say this, man, we're a dysfunctional family and we lost one of our own. Mm-hmm. And we need this, you know, for a lot of different reasons. And it's awesome that it's happening. And I said it before that you come on, like, Tony does things in the most compassionate way I've seen owner of a company do in a long, long time.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's it was funny yesterday. I found out maybe early afternoon when I got the call, and my younger daughter saw my tweet first. My younger daughter, Kenna. And it was Mickey's buddy, and texted me and said, "I know how much this means to you, you know, with a red heart." My older daughter, Sarah, was coming to my house to do laundry, because that's what college kids do, right? They live a half hour away. Come and do laundry at dad's house. And she hadn't. I said, "What do you think of that match?" She hadn't seen it yet. I showed it to her. And her first thing was, "He's going to wrestle." And it really is. It's so impressive that Mark is going to do this. But like Tommy said, we need this. I think everybody needs it, including Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from my own experience back in the day in ECW, I lost my grandfather, and he was our patriarch of our family, and I created an angle from it. I know with Justin Credible, where Justin Credible disrespected the 10 bell salute to my grandfather, and it helped make, you know, the angle and all that stuff. It's something that I had created, come up with. You couldn't do that today because the world would be super duper mad, but it was for me to pay tribute to him. And I was, you know, bawling my eyes out for real. And, you know, cause he really did pass away, and it, that was my healing process. And then when I was out there, like Mickey said, when I was out there performing, you forget. And it was just like, you forget for a half a second. You're like, man, this is how it's supposed to be. So it helped me. And I'm sure everyone will find their ways. It's never to be forgotten, but it's because then I say, like what you said, I think of how what Jay would want. Like when all that shit went down, and even what his wife posted, he would want you to pray for his daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all the attention then had gone to, because that's the type of great person that, you know, the Briscoes are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Bobby, I know it's going to be a tough one tonight. We appreciate you coming on with us. And again, AEW Shop, Pro Wrestling Tees, that Jay Briscoe shirt. Everybody, please give what you can. And because the family is going to need, as we talked about last week, family is going to need our support moving forward. You know, they lost their, you know, a husband was lost, a father was lost, a brother was lost. And those those girls, though, we are hearing better news, are still fighting. So let's make sure that we support this family as a pro wrestling community. And Bobby, you know, tonight is going to be a very special night. It's going to be an emotional night. And I'm so glad that you're going to be a part of it and be holding that microphone in your hand to make that, to make those ring announcements tonight.
Well, I appreciate it, everyone. And if we have just have a minute, I just wanted to say, and I'm sure you guys have said it, and so many people have said it over the past 7 days, but it has been, and Tommy said it earlier, it's so great that as awesome as he was in the ring, and both of the Briscoes are, and Jay obviously had a great singles career in Ring of Honor as well, 90% of what people have been saying is about Jim and Pugh, Jay Briscoe, the person. And that just tells you everything you need to know about the guy. One of my favorite people ever. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bobby. And again, thanks for the time, and we'll see you tonight.
Thanks, guys.
NFL fans, right now on the SXM app, hear in-depth coverage of your team with the Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. It's all the analysis, all the breakdowns that matter to you, hosted by the players who played for your team and the fans who eat, sleep, and breathe it. 32 diehard fan bases, 32 podcasts. The Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. BLEAV. Search Believe in, followed by your team on the SXM app, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW owner and president, Mr. Tony Khan. Tony, good morning, and thanks, as always, for the time.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show.
We miss you!
Well, it's great being back in the Eastern time zone and having a little bit more time before the show to get showered up and get things settled. So on the West Coast, you know, when we were doing these shows, it's been some of the best shows we've ever done, but the mornings were tight, so it's great, you know, being on Eastern time. But we also had a great run out west, and now I got a little bit more freedom in the morning to spend time with you guys. So thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate it, and we're excited. And there's a lot to get into this morning. First and foremost, Tony, thank you. You know, for somebody who's a fan and for somebody who's part of this great community, the pro wrestling community, everything that you've done for the Briscoe family, what you were able to do last week and what you're doing tonight, what would have been Jay Briscoe's 39th birthday. I want to be the first to thank you so much for what you're doing for that family and the tribute that you're going to give to the life and career of Jay Briscoe tonight with his brother and Jay Lethal in the ring together.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Dave. But honestly, it's the least I could do, and I'm just happy to be able to give a platform to Mark Briscoe and Jay Lethal. They both came and requested this match, and it's something special that we can do as a company and as people who care about Jay Briscoe to come together and celebrate his 39th birthday and his life and his legacy. And it's going to be a great match, and it's going to be a great night tonight, AEW Dynamite on TBS with Mark Briscoe and Jay Lethal going one-on-one to honor the life and legacy of Jay Briscoe on his 39th birthday.
Yeah, it's going to be sad. I hate the fact that you've gone through this twice, and it's a different, you know, time with, you know, first you did it with Brody Lee and now with Jay, that, but you and I said it before, but I'm going to say it to your face via Zoom box. You've shown more compassion and more heart than I've seen in my 33 years in the industry than anyone ever. And I know also because not only just because you're a wrestling fan, but just because you're an excellent human being. And when people sometimes come at you, that's why I want to hit everybody with my Singapore cane, because I know the things that you do. You change the lives of every man, woman, and everybody that loves professional wrestling by just even starting AEW. And I have been in this situation before. I hate it. But like the fact that you said you're giving them the platform, I will praise you till the day I'm not on this earth anymore, just because of the individual and good person that you and your whole family has been to me and everybody else. So, I hate that the fact that so many people that I love are going to be sad today, but today starts the healing process. And we'll never, you know, we'll always keep in mind dem girls because his daughters, because that's what Jay would have wanted.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, that's all we can do is try to honor Jay's memory and really think about Gracie and JJ and try to do the best we can for his family. And tonight, really, we can all rally around Mark Briscoe. And I think Mark Briscoe versus Jay Lethal will be a really special match tonight in Lexington, Kentucky on AEW Dynamite on TBS.
It will be
really going to be a memorable, special night. I'm very excited for tonight.
Yeah. Emotion, you know, is what this business is apart. And like I said, man, the world, the wrestling world, we're a dysfunctional family, but we're all in mourning, and this is a process. So again, thanks. That's really all I got for you.
Well, thanks, Tom. I really appreciate that. And it's special to be able to do this for Jay Briscoe, and I'm just glad we were able to make it happen. I think it's going to be a great night tonight on TBS. And Jay Briscoe is a great wrestler, and he's a great person. I know you got to spend some time with him. I'd gotten to know him more this past year in Ring of Honor, and what a great person. And tonight, great to have an opportunity to honor his legacy.
And I mean, if you think about all the great matches, you know, for Dave, you know, was like FTR versus the Briscoes was the match of the year. And it was also like one of Dave's favorite matches of all time. And, you know, that platform was allowed to be held. You know, do you have a favorite, or was that one of your favorite matches you ever seen? Because I mean, I know I'm talking to the fan because you've seen a lot of their matches as well.
Well, they had great matches, and I think it's hard to pick. I mean, it's certainly one of my favorite trilogies of all time. And I think what they did last year in Ring of Honor, really to have the amazing tag team title match at Supercard of Honor, and then the great 2 out of 3 falls match at Death Before Dishonor, and then at Final Battle to have the incredible dog collar match. I think the trilogy will really stand the test of time. I wanted to be able to do more to build these matches up on television. I really did. But, I within the best of my abilities, tried to build the matches up and at least give them the platform to have the matches, even if we couldn't do all the promos and stories on television that we wanted to. And I think the matches themselves hold up and will stand the test of time as some of the best. But there are so many great matches the Briscoes have had in their career, but certainly in recent memory, those are some of the greatest. And really, that's my memories of them because of my time working with the Briscoes, you know, since I took over ROH, that's really what we did. I was talking to Mark about that on the phone the other day. It was just, you know, it was really special, special run. And now we can come together, and it's going to be the end of one era in some ways, but I think it's a really special night. And it's so cool that tonight is Jay's birthday, and we're doing it all for him on his birthday with his family there. And, you know, this is the best way we can honor him up there. And that's what we're all trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it is beautiful. We were talking about that earlier of like how perfect it is actually for this to like all happen on his birthday. Because it's, you know, we can celebrate his life. And I think he would want that in a positive thing, and like to keep his daughters and his wife and his mind. And I'm feeling for Mark. Like I've known both those boys like since Ring of Honor first started, and we all kind of started around the same time. And so it's crazy, you know, how even like separating and then coming back and then seeing them a lot more, I think in these last like 2 years, it's been crazy. And I think we were all shocked and sad, but I think it's going to be a beautiful night. Like there's going to be a lot of emotions, but there's going to be it's going to be a beautiful night. And my heart is with Mark out there for sure. And Jay and everyone that's going to be a part of that match, because it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because it is going to be so emotional, but it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a great night. And it's terrible. We have to go out and do it under the circumstance, but it's really going to be, the best at night any of us have had, certainly in the last week, come together. And I think it'll feel, like we're doing the right thing when we're doing it.
And Tony, really quick, I just feel like this is part of the healing process. Because last week, you know, when we were on the air, me, Tommy, and Mickey on Wednesday, you know, we weren't talking about greatest matches or championship accomplishments or anything in the ring. We were just talking about the man and what his family was fighting through. And now that we're getting some good news about his two daughters, and now that there's been some time, like, and now that we're going to see Mark actually in the ring, it feels like, all right, you know, now we could talk about these things. Now we could talk about those accomplishments and what those moments mean to us as fans. I really do feel, Tony, what you were able to put together tonight, you know, on what would have been his birthday. Like, I really feel this is a big leap forward in the healing process for everyone involved, especially Mark Briscoe tonight.
I hope so. None of us can put ourselves in his shoes. Absolutely none of us. But for Mark and for Jay's immediate family and closest friends, none of us know what they're feeling, but I know this is what Mark wants. So I do agree with you. It seems like this is going to help him, and that's why I want to do this so badly.
Hey, Tony, last week you did a tribute. I'm a little confused. Can you tell people how we can see this? Because I can't pay enough attention, and just like,
it's going to be free. The tribute.
Yeah. Like, I didn't understand what was going on.
I've been working tirelessly, on a number of things, but, the first and foremost on my mind recently has been that we get Mark Briscoe versus Jay Lethal on AEW Dynamite this week, and that Mark Briscoe can honor his brother's life and legacy on TBS tonight on his birthday. And I wanted to make sure we got that done, and we've got the special in a great place. So I'm really glad you asked about that, because it's something we were going to bring up tonight. You know, we get 2 hours tonight on TBS, and we've got this great match, and we all have a great card planned tonight on TBS. Also a great night of pro wrestling. In addition to what you're going to see tonight, really honoring the life and legacy of Jay Briscoe, like I keep saying, but it's true. It's so important to us. And we've got a special that is comprised of classic matches involving Jay Briscoe and the Briscoes, and testimonials from his close friends and people who cared about him, and some matches that we shot last week with people who wanted to go out and wrestle in the memory of Jay Briscoe. And we've got a great 3-hour special. We're going to post it for free, but we'll post the details, and it's going to go up soon on YouTube after Dynamite. But we were going to kind of mention that and give more information about it and let the people know, because a lot of the people who watch the TV might not even know that we shot this thing last week to commemorate Jay's life. And that's why, you know, we're going to give some more information about it tonight.
Awesome.
Where I think we'll have probably the most eyeballs we've ever had on Jay and Mark and their career, which I think is going to be really special.
Awesome. And just so for our listeners, when Dusty Rhodes passed away, man, that was the hardest thing for me to deal with. And I just could not stop watching enough of his matches and bawling my eyes out. That was just me. But like, I couldn't believe my hero was gone. And I needed that for me to move on, even to the point where Beulah was like, I think you should talk to somebody, because you're not handling us how you normally handle it. And I got through it through the power and the art of professional wrestling. So that's but I also know that's for a lot of us. And when I say us, it's wrestlers and it's the community. I know that's how I want to be remembered. So, you know, again, thank you all. And especially for Tony. And I don't want this to be misconstrued. He just said it. Mark Briscoe said, I want to do this to memorize my brother. And then Tony allowed that platform to happen.
Yep.
So kudos to you, man. Kudos. I'm crying already. I don't want to talk anymore.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much, man. It's going to be a great night of pro wrestling. We have great matches up and down the card, and everybody here has got Jay Briscoe first and foremost on their mind. But, you know, frankly, before this happened and And we're going to have a great show tonight. The show had really been on a roll, and I think we've been on the best run of episodes we've had, certainly, I think, in at least a year, since probably last year Revolution, and maybe since the original Revolution. But tonight is going to be a very special night. This is different. And we still have all these great matches, all these great stories that have been evolving, but something also really just all terrible and tragic and shocking all at once has happened. And that's why this is at the forefront of the conversation right now. And I think, like you guys said, you know, it's important to know that this is what Mark wants. Because I certainly would never have pressured him to go out there and wrestle a match under these circumstances, far from it. But I think it's great that he wants to come and wrestle, and it's going to be a great show tonight. We've got a great lineup, and, you know, we spent the last 20 minutes or so and almost roughly talking about this match, and I could spend the entire week talking about it, and I think it's going to be a great night. Up and down the card, there's so much to be excited about. And in recent weeks, we've had the best reviews, the best feedback we've had on the show possibly ever. And it's also been the best TV ratings we've had since October. And this is definitely the hottest the company has been in a while. And while we're taking the time and doing something special to commemorate the great life and legacy of Jay Briscoe tonight, I also thought I would note there's a lot of great matches that we'll be presenting across the two-hour show tonight. I'm really looking forward to it. Brian Cage versus Brian Danielson. I think Brian Danielson's been doing some of the best work of his career in AEW, and right now he's on an amazing roll. He's undefeated this year, and he wants to be the number one contender, and I've told him if you go out and wrestle every week against the top opponents, you're going to be in line to do that. And Brian Cage is one of the toughest, most powerful wrestlers in the world. I think it'll be a great match. I'm really excited for that. I was very excited for what happened in the women's division the last few weeks. There's been interesting situations. We had a great tag match 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles with Saraya and Toni Storm versus Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter. And we saw Britt Baker manipulate the outside interference, take advantage of the kendo stick coming in, and Britt Baker used that to her advantage to knock out Toni Storm so that Jamie Hayter could get the pin. Toni Storm, none too happy about that. She was also matched up against young Willow Nightingale, one of the great homegrown stars of AEW, and we've seen this conflict kind of brewing between some of the big free agents we've signed and some of the homegrown stars we started with. And Willow Nightingale, in an interview, had recently named Toni Storm as her dream opponent in a match, the person she wanted to wrestle the most. So I thought that would be a great match. It was a great match last week on one of the best Dynamites we've done. And I think the last 2 weeks have been two of our best shows. And, you know, after the match, when Toni Storm and Saraya looked to take some liberties with the hometown girl, the homegrown girl, rather, Willow Nightingale, it was Ruby Soho, her mentor, who came in and really made the save. Ruby Soho had been in that great street fight with Willow Nightingale, picking up the win on Rampage a couple weeks ago. And it's interesting because Ruby Soho has a long history. She's very familiar with Toni Storm and Saraya. They've worked together before AEW. So I thought, you know, it's going to be a very interesting thing to keep an eye on. But looking at what's been going on with Toni Storm the last few weeks, I booked her in a three-way match with Ruby Soho and Dr. Britt Baker. I think everybody's really been looking forward to that. One note, we mentioned on the control center, Tony Schiavone put the news out in the morning, and then we tweeted about it, but Dr. Britt Baker is injured. The doctor would not clear her to wrestle tonight, so we can't do the three-way, but there was an altercation last week between Toni Storm and Ruby Soho. They still want to go one-on-one. I think that's a great match, Toni Storm versus Ruby Soho tonight. And when Britt Baker's cleared, I'm very excited to have the three-way match also.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how is that, like, was it shocking to you for the AEW fans, the way their reactions for Toni and Saraya? Was that shocking to you, do you think, or no?
No, I mean, to be honest, if you watch the promos the way I produced them, I think you would have seen some of it was pretty intentional. I mean,
we did it, so you got us.
Hey, I wrote it that way, so of course I knew what was going to happen.
You worked the workers.
I wrote him to write that.
I do think it felt like people were going to gravitate towards the homegrown wrestlers. I did do a lot of interviews in advance of AEW Full Gear and say that I felt like this was lining up when you saw Saraya versus Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter versus Toni Storm, and a lot of the matches on Full Gear across the women's division and the men's division. But in particular in the women's division, you saw a lot of homegrown stars taking on the established talent of wrestlers who'd come in and had made a name for themselves on TV and came to AEW as free agents with their reputation already kind of built. And I think with Toni Storm and Saraya, when Saraya's early comments, you know, the AEW fans felt like, okay, this is somebody that hasn't been in AEW and, you know, doesn't know the experiences as well. And you saw the fans kind of have a positive opinion about Britt. Also, the fans really took to Jamie Hayter and had a positive opinion on her. So I expected this. And then when you saw how Saraya and Toni Storm have talked about the homegrown wrestlers in recent weeks, even with Sheeta in the room to her face, basically, or when they've turned their back on her, not super respectful to the people who helped build AEW. So, no, I think that's by design, and it's been well received.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense because you're right. Listen, everybody loved to see Saraya back in the world of pro wrestling. But, you know, the things that she's been saying is more about her resume than happy to be a part of the AEW roster or putting over the homegrown talent on the AEW roster. So you're right. You know, the AEW fans, Tony, as you know, are very faithful to AEW. And the way that came across, I can see why this is now coming to a head right now. So it's very interesting what's going to happen moving forward.
It's going to be very interesting. I'm excited for that match, and I know you guys are running out of time. There's so much on the show tonight. Of course, at the forefront, the life and legacy of Jay Briscoe being celebrated on his 39th birthday tonight on TBS. Jay Lethal versus Mark Briscoe, but there's so much more. Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara teaming up against Ricky Starks and Action Andretti. We could do a whole show on that match and the rise of Ricky Starks and Action Andretti. So excited for that match. And Chris Jericho and Sammy teaming up again. Very excited about Jungle Boy and Hook teaming against Ethan Page and Matt Hardy also. It's going to be a really great card and a great night. And thank you for having me on.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.